أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So going back to Quran City Center, today we're going to look at Surah Al-Qadr, which answers the question of when the Quran was revealed. But first, it's got so many phenomenal benefits. My grandma used to tell me that when you are scared to go see someone or you think somebody is not very happy with you, then recite Surah Al-Qadr in your hands 5 times. Close your fist and then when you go to see them, open them. Your ailments of your eyes, it is forgiveness, increase in sustenance. If you want your children to be righteous, think of them after Salah and recite Surah Al-Qadr. Safety at night when we go to visit the graveyard, recite 7 times Surah Al-Qadr. There's absolutely so much in it. But first, the focus point. So if we were to describe in one sentence the focus of Surah Al-Qadr, it's the awesomeness of the night of the descent of the Quran. It's the awesomeness of that time, Laylatul Qadr. That is the night. Let's look at the meaning of Qadr. Qadr, in essence, we can put it down as meaning quality and quantity. But in essence, it is the measure that is given to the human being in proportion to his or her capacity and his or her aspiration. And sometimes we call this decree, you know, it's called decree. And then this decree, what we are given, when that interacts with what we do, it produces our qada or our destiny. So the potential of change is within us. Now that night was the inauguration of the revelation of the Quran, when a speck of divinity met the earth, when the seen and unseen became inseparable. So you can imagine how awesome this night is. And if the night on which the Quran was revealed was so awesome, can you imagine the Quran itself? In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, you would have seen it crumble. And it was revealed to the heart of Rasulullah. The only place that had the capacity to hold it. So the awesomeness of the Prophet, he said, كَأَنَّهَا مَقْتُوبٌ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي. It was as though it was written onto my heart. So let's look at the ayat. 5 ayat, but a lifetime in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Indeed, we sent it down on the night of Qadr. And the very reason he used anzalna and not nazzala is that it was revealed all at once. And he says we rather than I, which means the totality of the spiritual world was involved in this descent. And then the next ayah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you understand what the night of Qadr is? When questions like these are asked in the Quran, it is to magnify what is described, in this case, the magnitude of the message, the messenger, and the time of descent. Within each of us is the potential of the awakening of a Laylatul Qadr to our full potential. And then he says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 was used to describe a vast number, even in its literal sense, it's 83 years and 4 months. But in essence, it's saying that this particular moment of awakening is the moment of timelessness in a time-restricted world. When we suddenly understand something, we realize it's better than years of ignorance. If we reflect on our lives, we'll find there are some critical moments in our life that change the course of how we saw life. And those are better than, in essence, 1,000 months. So in essence, Laylatul Qadr is a moment of immortality, a night of immortality, the potential to change, to become the best, our personal best, as divinity wishes us to be. Limited to limitless. And now he says why. He says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. The angels and the spirit descend in it with the permission of their Rabb, with all the commands. The totality of the angelic forces on this night bring limitless opportunities, and the heart opens according to each person's capacity. The Ruh is the highest divine energy that manages the angels. It could be Ruhul Amin, which is Jibreel, but in essence, Ruh connotes anything that connects to divinity. The phrase Min Kulli Amr denotes that my timetable, or the skeleton timetable for my year, is decreed on that night. And finally, Salamun Hiya Hatta Matla Il Fajr. There is peace in that night until the break of dawn, until Fajr. Most spiritual work is done in the night, and this peace is the realization that success in essence is balance in reaching one's full potential in the world and the hereafter. So there are many names given to this night. It's called Sayyidul Layali, the chief of all the nights, Qalbu Shahru Ramadan, the heart of the month of Ramadan, Awalus Sana, the beginning of the spiritual year, Ra'asus Sana, the head of the spiritual year. So when is it? Well, it's any odd night in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, but a greater emphasis has been put on the 19th, the 21st and the 23rd, more so on the 23rd, which is known as Laylatul Qadr al-Kubra, the greatest one. Many hadiths to back it, one in particular known as Hadith of Juhni, where Juhni was a man who couldn't come to the masjid in Medina very often because he had to look after his family and his farm, and he found it very difficult. He had to bring them all together, and he's known to have asked Rasulullah when he should come, because he could only come once a year, and Rasulullah whispered in his ear, and he was found to come every 23rd night of the month of Ramadan. Incidentally, Laylatul Qadr is not used anywhere else. In Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah calls this Laylatun Mubarakah. Barakah is more than expected, or to revive that which is dormant. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to make use of Laylatul Qadr, but build towards it, prepare towards it, so we can strive to reach our personal best. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim.